The change equation. Clients ask the following question all the time. Should I stay or should I go? And I think that was a song from the 1980s. But back then I was listening to country music, so I have no idea who sang it. You might argue that as long as you are running towards something exciting and not scurrying away from something painful, then going is probably worth it. If only life were that simple. No, life is messy, and we often have to figure out how much of our desire to change is about the toward versus the away. It is almost always a mixture. So let me share a story, as I always do. And it highlights one way I make these complex decisions. In 2009, I wanted to move away from Boston and start something new, somewhere new. Boston had been my home, or my part-time home, for two stints, from 1999 to 2005 and from 2007 to 2010. Now, timing is critical, so how could I make this decision thoughtfully, I thought. Anyone who knows me well knows I love assessing pros and cons, and I also love an equation, a way to make complex decisions a bit less complex. So I created a mathematical equation that I still use to this day in modified form, thanks to Heidi Reeder's new book, which provided much-needed nuance. I call it the change equation. It helps me and my clients evaluate when change should happen and for the right reasons. So the change equation reads this way. Present perceived costs plus future perceived opportunities over present perceived benefits plus past perceived investments. This may be a blog you'd rather read than hear about, since it's a little complex. For me, it was a contest between the present, my Boston life and job, versus the potential future, a new city life and job. Now, there are all kinds of revealing questions I asked myself then and ask my clients now to determine a score for each of the four factors: costs, opportunities, benefits, and investments. Now note, you are going to have to hire me to find out all of these interesting questions, but trust me, it is so much fun and revealing. When the score is 2.0 or above, that is, the numerator factors, which are costs and opportunities, right, exceed or are much higher than the denominator factors, which are benefits and investments, then change is probably more about running towards something new and exciting and less about escapism. So my score in 2009 was about a 0.5. So I determined that my desire to leave was still too much about running away and not enough about running towards something. But things shifted in 2010. The job I had became increasingly dissatisfying, and I began to think of new possibilities and opportunities for employment. In fact, this is when I got the idea to start a coaching business, thanks to a former student's fantastic analysis of my skills. I was then sort of torn, but I decided to still leave because I trusted my system. Really, the rest was just logistics. By the way, my score was 3.2 at that time for all of those math dorks out there. Much higher than the 0.5 just a year before. In short, my perceived opportunities for the future were solidifying, as my perceived benefits for staying in my current employment were considerably discounted. Not surprisingly, the two often go hand in hand. I also felt like my past investments were no longer enough to keep me in place, as my costs for doing so were skyrocketing. My change equation is more than just a cost-benefit analysis. It is based on the three temporal realms we all live in, past, present, and future, and how each is connected all the time. And most importantly, it acknowledges this is about our perception of reality. When I use it with clients, it helps them make slower, more thoughtful, and better decisions. Coaching is truly transformative when we allow it. And as always, if you have any questions about coaching, please feel free to contact me at scott@kineticcoaching.co. And remember, I always offer a complimentary 30 to 45 minute session to prospective clients to determine if we want to work together.